I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, we're joined by actor Jason Ritter. He's a lot of fun to be around, unlike, say, Edgar Allan Poe working for a greeting card company.
Here's a graduation card. There are moments when even to the sober eye of reason, the world of our sad humanity may assume the semblance of hell.
Welcome to the real world, grads.
The singer and rapper Dessa is here as well. She teaches us how to deal with someone who simply won't stop chewing.
Honey, it's been 3 days. It's a Perkins that doesn't close, but that doesn't mean you don't have to leave.
Plenty of laughs and some great music, too. On Wits, and it's coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul. I was working at Amazon.com many years ago. My wife was pregnant with our first child. At Amazon, we would often get notable authors coming through to visit us and talk about their books. I was coming out of the restroom one day, and I was in a huge hurry. I was late for a meeting or a deadline, and so I hadn't washed my hands. And outside the restroom, I ran into a colleague who introduced me to Dr. William Sears, famous parenting expert, author of tons of books on the subject. Dr. Sears quickly took my hand and shook it. And as I made small talk with him, I thought, this is the perfect metaphor. I'm hurried and unprepared and not careful or considerate, and I'm likely infecting the very institution of parenting I am disgusting. And since becoming a dad, I have never gotten rid of that feeling. But something else had happened even before that, back when I first got hired at Amazon all those years ago, and it kind of has always leavened my anxiety. At the time I came aboard, the company was expanding rapidly, it needed people, and on the thinnest of resumes, I landed an interview, got along with the folks who were interviewing me, and got hired for a job for which I was in way over my head. I would go to work every day, attempt to do the job, and patiently wait for someone from HR to come to my desk and say, "There's been a terrible mistake." I wouldn't even need more than that. I would just nod and gather up my things and go. It would be a relief. HR never showed up. And I kept doing that job for years, sometimes well, sometimes very poorly. And one day, I asked the person who hired me why she did it when I was not qualified. She said, "Well, we just needed you to try and to kind of make it up as you go along. Qualifications," she said, "are overrated." I carried that with me out of Amazon and through a lot of areas, including parenting. My son is now 13, and my wife and I have had two more kids since. And one of their favorite things to tell me is, "Dad, you're the best dad in the world as far as we know." And also the worst, "We really have nothing to compare you to." And then I tell them to make sure to wash their hands after using the bathroom. We've got a great show. Our house band, The Witnesses, led by Joe Savage this week. They're here. She's a singer, she's a rapper, she is Dessa, and she is here with us. Our comedy guest this week is an actor who has appeared on Parenthood, The Event, Gravity Falls. IMDb tells me his nickname is Jace the Ace from Outer Space. Jason Ritter, welcome to Wits.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
One of my favorite things that you've appeared on is Drunk History. Oh, yeah. On Comedy Central and on internet, even before that. Can you explain for people who don't know what Drunk History is?
Someone, usually a comedian, gets very drunk. All done by professionals. I'll try this at home.
Pro drinkers.
Yeah, and they get really drunk and they recount some historical event that happened. and they're slurring and they're hiccuping. And then we all, as reenactors, soberly, I might add, we all get dressed up and we reenact their drunk version of the history. And it's really funny, and you might learn something if you're not careful.
And as actors, you are... You don't speak, but you mouth along with the recording of what the drunk person is describing.
Yeah. You have to memorize what the drunk person is saying and then mouth along. So there was one where I had to say exactly word for word, "I found Noni. She was not seduced by a Frenchman. She said, 'I have tasted a truth and a freedom that is so real.'" You know, I don't remember the whole words, but "I've tasted a truth and a freedom, blah, 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 blah."
So blah, 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 yeah, is part of what you need to memorize.
Yeah, that's part of it. So you have to say that to George Washington or whoever say it. It's a lot of fun.
Your father is the late actor John Ritter. And I understand you weren't raised as a child actor.
Both my parents pretty much, they didn't think that was such a good idea. I think that they called my bluff because I was like, "I think I want to be an actor." And they're like, "Here are all the books you should read. Here are the movies you should watch." And I was like, "I thought this was going to be
easier."
Your
mom's an actor too, right?
Yeah. And so I think a lot of kids who say that sometimes are not saying, "I want to be an actor." They're saying, "I want to be famous." And so they're like, "If that's what you're looking for, you can't just say that you want that."
Right.
A lot of people were like, "How much longer do I have to do this acting thing before I get the pictures and the red carpets and stuff?"
I want to be an attention haver.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I want to do.
I feel like what a lot of people say.
And your grandfather was the country singer Tex Ritter, so it's like three generations of famous Ritters. What did you learn about celebrity? Because I'll say that the Ritters all seem pretty good at being famous and staying normal, nice people.
Thanks. But my dad always talked about it. I mean, maybe because he was also raised in a family where he saw his dad dealing with it. And he always basically said that it's empty, that, you know, it's dangerous to believe what other people say about you, either negatively or positively. You know, and that, a lot of times with celebrities, that people say, "You're the greatest thing ever." And they start going, "Yeah, I'm pretty good." And then they're crazy.
That's happened, really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, now, okay, so I've been saying nice things about you and your family, but now I've got to call you to task.
Oh, no.
Because one of our writers, Ben Acker, tipped us off to this. You have a pun problem.
I have, serious.
I want to read some Jason Ritter tweets. Oh. "I like to eat my sandwich in front of impressionist paintings by a certain 19th century French artist. It just tastes better with mayonnaise."
I'm sorry.
No, there's more. "Don't release a stupid pun into the world just because you thought it. Care for it. Let it mature. It'll do much better when it's full grown."
It's grown. And a groan happened. It's, oh,
all right.
It's all coming together.
Here's the one that's going to send you to prison. "I know it's slate, but you rock. I marvel at your achievements. Don't let anyone take you for granted. You grow bolder every day."
It's inspirational as well.
What's going on with the puns besides you being a terrible person?
I'll get a word into my head and it'll rattle around and drive me crazy. And so I have to, it's like, I feel like I'm doing hot potato. I'm like, "Yeah, now it's in your brain. I don't have it anymore."
I want to ask you about a film that you were in pretty briefly, Wicker Man, starring Nicolas Cage. And who did you play in that?
I played bar guy number two.
And bar guy number one was?
Bar guy number one was James Franco.
Okay. There's a famous moment in the alternate ending where Nicolas Cage gets a cage put, I guess a Nicolas Cage put around his head.
It is literally a Nicolas Cage.
And around his face, and they pour in bees. And it sounds a little something like this. Can we hear that?
"Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes! Ah!"
And during this scene, his mouth is wide open and he's yelling about the bees.
That's the incredible part, that he's like, "My eyes! Ah! They're all going in my eyes and not this giant crater in the center
giant
of my
Nicolas
face.
Cage mouth.
I feel like you, if that was really happening, it would be more like,
Well, you know,
try to like close everything, right?
You know what those bees did to Nicolas Cage?
Stung him?
They took his face off.
Oh, see? It's contagious. It's contagious. I genuinely love that movie. I was just saying backstage, it was the first time in my entire life where I was watching that movie and but the end is so intense and crazy and he's getting eaten by bees. Spoiler, by the way.
He dresses up as a bear at one point. He punches a woman in the face.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bonkers movie and I highly recommend it to everybody. But by the time I popped up on screen in the last 2 minutes, I had forgotten that I was a part of this movie. It will transport you to another place. I highly recommend it.
You're like, oh, look, it's me.
And okay. I'm not in every version, so I'm not, you know, there's like two versions, so you might get to the end and think, that guy was a liar. But I swear.
Please, for the love of God, make a sequel to this thing. Jason Ritter, everybody. Our music guest this week is a singer, songwriter, rapper, entrepreneur, author. Her latest album is Parts of Speech. Please welcome Dessa.
Sebastian's, but the sun said something different. I remember thinking that I didn't have a shot at Mississippi television. Told us which roads they were closing. There goes a rap show, and everybody knew you as the wife of a famous man. Everybody who knew said, there goes Dixon's girl again. Even the walls will be closer when she plays the piano real slow. I haven't met too many women in this business that I really like. But you could hold a little liquor, you could hold a conversation, you could hold your own mic. Even that night I learned the truth about your man. You gotta be big to treat pretty girls bad. It's not much, but my money's on you. It's not much, but my money's on you. It's not much, but my money. It's not much, but my money. It's not much, but my money. My money's on you. Well, I heard from the rest of the world you're in trouble. Bad news moves like fire that you fight on the phone. I'm too far away, my well-wishing can't touch you. I think of you still more than you might suppose. Everybody wanna see you with your head down. Everybody hit the high note. Wanna know if they can get you for a little less. Girl, I don't, I know how the stones could fly. Had some hard goodbyes. Call me up day and night. Free drinks and it's not much. But my money's on you, it's not much. But my money's on you, it's not much. But my money, it's not much. But my money, it's not much. But my money's on you. Back to the wall, back to the board.
Back at the drawing board.
Back to the wall, back to the
board. Back at the drawing board.
Back to the wall, back to the board.
Back at the drawing board.
And it's not much, but my money's on you.
Dessa with The Witnesses, Joey Van Phillips on drums, Dustin Kyle on keys. Coming up, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of the right to party, how to be handsome around your family, and our guests aren't dating, but they're still breaking up. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. Thank you. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer Dessa and actor Jason Ritter. And now, how to get more handsome with Jerd Mantrain.
If you're not enough handsome, then get way more handsome. How to get handsome with Jerd Mantrain.
Hi, I'm Jerd Mantrain, and I'm handsome. If you are handsome too, please keep listening to this. If you aren't handsome, please stop listening now. Okay, are they gone? Good. They were gross. Now let's get handsomer. Lesson one, the workplace. Let's take a look at an ordinary office. In the workplace, you have to be seen under garish fluorescent lighting. It's terrible. Good thing you can buy a monkey to sit on your shoulder and shine a flattering light on you alone. Good boy, Captain Buns. Let's try this new lighting out on my boss, Catherine. Oh, Catherine, may I have a word?
Not now, Jerd. Oh, you look different. I've never seen you in this light before. Step in and close the door. I love you. Marry me, Jerd.
Just two raises will be fine. Here are some handsome words to say around the office. Toner cartridge. Carpool. Doris from accounting. Team building. I'm Jerd Mantrain, and I'll catch you next time, handsome.
If you're not enough handsome, then get way more handsome. How to get handsome with Jerd Mantrain.
Jason Ritter as Jerd, Dessa as Catherine. Here with more music, Dessa.
Shake hands, fake courtesy, it's due. But it takes its toll. And it takes it more. And we've lived till 9 to close. So call off your still rings, and it's better to just pretend that I can't see you waving, can't hear you call my name, and I know how much you hate it. Babe, I gotta walk away. You once said if we were careful, we could do this all our lives. Although one of us got clumsy, both of us got wise, and now we're not so young, seems I wish it was.
Stop myself from saying something crazy.
I don't think badly of her.
I hope she makes you happy.
It's just a lot to ask to watch your future walking past me.
And I know that jealousy's a perfect waste of time. But left in my devices, I've spent far too long wasting mine. I've spent far too long wasting mine.
I
That's Dessa with The Witnesses, Joey Van Phillips on drums, Dustin Kyle on keys. Dessa, welcome to Wits.
Thanks.
Singer, songwriter, rapper, lipstick maven, author of the book Pound of Steam, and you're the CEO of Doomtree, which is a rap collective. What advantage does teaming up with a bunch of other artists like that in a loose organization, at least, what does that give you?
I think for us, it was a way to try to catalyze growth. It's like, as an independent artist, you know, if you're not represented by a major label or a booking agent, you have to get at least proficient in a variety of skills that you are likely to suck at. So, like, are you good at writing press releases? Are you good at Microsoft Excel? You know? Are you good at managing inventory in a QuickBooks forum and a cash system? Like, very few rappers are like, yeah. Yeah, I'm good at that. So
everyone knows about Kanye's spreadsheet skills.
So we all just picked one hard thing to get good at, and then the other six things somebody else got good at.
You sing and you rap. When you are making a song, how do you decide which parts are going to be singing, which parts are going to be rapping?
I find that if you rap slowly enough and use enough notes, you're singing.
So it's a density issue.
Mostly.
Is the person rapping in your songs and the person singing in your songs, are they different characters? Are they different people?
As a woman, I'm less aware of, like, being held down by the man or, you know, a lot of overt sexism. But I am aware of the fact that sometimes it's hard to figure out how to use a female voice in a medium where a lot of the people who I listen to are not using that instrument. I think it's easy sometimes to inadvertently, as a rapper, try to sound like a dude. You're using the very lowest registers. So I would say that sometimes I struggle with that a little bit when I'm rapping. And I also struggle with the idea that, like, a lot of times if you hear a love song or a really vulnerable story in a woman's voice, we very often culturally, I think, expect that. Oh, yeah, chicks talk about feelings. Whether if you hear a dude singing about a really emotional thing, it's like, shut up, man. Fred's talking here.
I so hope you mean Fred Durst in this example. So then if those are the common ways to go, the common directions to go, do you consciously try to do something else or do you lean into those?
I think I am actually trying to figure out how to rap more slowly without kind of naturally falling into singing. So I'd like to be able to maneuver.
That's
with
rap
a little
slang
more
for
agile
maneuver.
And like the center region of my Raj. I would. I'd like to be able to be more deliberate about when I sing and when I rap in that kind of mid-tempo realm.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to hearing what you come up with next. Dessa, everybody. And now the Wits Game Show. This week's game, I Think We Should Break Up. I will give our guests a reason to break up with one another. Contestant one will give a quick monologue in Jason's case, or song in Dessa's, about why the breakup is necessary. Then contestant two will share with us in song or monologue why or why not they are okay with the reason given for the breakup. We'll alternate. The person who handles the breakup the best will win the round. I will decide that, and as always, my decisions will be arbitrary and capricious. I might also cut you off if I feel like it. You will also have a chance to turn the tables. Simply call turn the tables at the start of the round, and then you may perform the other's task and them yours. Ready? Too bad. Here we go. Dessa, you'll start this one. Please break up with Jason because he insists on referring to soccer as football.
You know the story. It's a truck, not a lorry. Oh, you get the gist. I'll take the elevator. You can have the lift. Oh, but football, here they play it with helmets on football Sunday afternoons. It's football, and I'll have to ask that you save your football.
Strong, strong, strong work by Dessa. Jason Ritter, you've got your work cut out for you. Please, in dramatic monologue form, respond to this breakup.
Don't try to put your culture on me, okay? All right, as a lorry, okay? And the 99% of the world, this is a terrible Scottish accent, but 99% of the world call it, now it's Norse, call it football, okay?
For accent consistency, I give the round to Dessa. Dessa, you go first here. Mm-hmm. Please break up with Jason because he chews so slowly, like in slow motion.
At what point do I yell the thing to make him sing?
You say, turn the tables.
Can I do it now?
Go ahead.
Turn the tables.
Oh, God.
She's turning the tables, ladies and gentlemen. But Dessa, you're still up first. That doesn't change. Dramatic monologue, please.
Okay, this is the deal. Honey, it's been 3 days. It's a Perkins that doesn't close, but that doesn't mean you don't have to leave. There's like a tremendous 12. That's not like an hour count. Do you know what I mean? It's just like 12 servings of stuff that you're supposed to eat, but probably within like 45 minutes. I love you. I've always loved you. My mom, you're like the only guy my mom has ever liked. But I can't like stay at this Perkins to wait for you to finish the breakfast that you ordered on Tuesday. I can't.
Wow, really raising the stakes. That's not just, that's not a long dinner. That's a really right, raising guys. The stakes. All right, so Jason, you're singing here.
All right.
Band, can you help him out?
Let's call it singing.
Ooh, ooh, oh, baby. I told you on our very first date. That I control exactly how fast or slow I masticate. It's better for digestion if you chew at least 500 times. And that's what excuse me, I'm just gonna
Jason Ritter wins the round. Nice work. A lot of soul there, Jason. Final installment here. Jason, you'll go first.
All right.
Please break up with Dessa because she is too nice to old people.
You know, I... Honey, you know I don't like old people, right? They make me uncomfortable. I don't know what to talk to them about, except like, oh, you're gonna die soon, you know, I don't know. And you keep on inviting them into our house. And I'm not comfortable with that. So I'll keep poisoning them until you stop bringing them.
Nice murder undercurrent, okay. That took a really nasty turn. Dessa, over to you.
If you like me, then you gotta be. If you like me, down with the elderly. I'm bringing them home and I'm making them dinner. You can sit in. We're all winners when we're all. We need a second home. When we're old, can't cook it.
on our own, and I'm feeling romantic. Four or five places said feeling romantic. Baby, we just not that old yet.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Radio audiences, I don't think you can see what's happening here because you're on the radio. Radio audiences, just before she forms the second part of these rhymes, there's a look of absolute terror on Dessa's face. Dessa's the winner of the game show. Congratulations to Dessa. Please pick up whatever prize you can imagine in your imagination. And now, everybody's the Mad Men show.
Mad Men, Mad Men, the Mad Men show is on. Here come the Mad Men, drinking booze in their hands.
Oh, these 60s, with the Marvin Lutheran King and Bobbert Kennedy and Woodstock. The times them are a-switching, as Bob Zimmer Dylan says. I'll pour myself a brown drink and then smash it against a wall.
Whoa! Don't waste that brown drink, Dom Dremple.
Robert Sterving, my old friend and dad, sort of. Come in.
Just overheard you saying at yourself. Actually, I'm out of touching with the times, too. Although between us, the wrong sex having and buckets of LSD make it fun. Tragic. But fun. Hey, let's stick cigarettes in our faces.
Gentlemen, may I interrupt?
Joan! Now that you are important partner here at Sterling Draping Hurling Burling, we should check in about our undercurrents.
Yes, and I'll start. Dom, I feel undercurrents of frustration and mothering of you. Rogers, undercurrents of sad and mad.
Joan, you make me feel undercurrents of worry and respect. Robert, to you, undercurrents of rage and pity.
No undercurrents here, just a big feeling of me being okay with me. More brown drink.
Ah, Madmen's, here you are.
What do you want, Pet Clample?
All of the businessmen's want advertisers for the things. We need the old Dom Graper magic.
Forgetting something?
Oh, my undercurrents. I want to have sex with all of you and then murder you in your sleep. That's ongoing. Just assume that from me going forward.
All right.
Lay the clients on me, Pet Clample.
Okay, Royal Hawaiian Hotels.
Hawaii. Maybe you should walk into the ocean and kill yourself. Good?
Well, Hershey chocolate is next.
Hershey bars. Maybe a sad prostitute will give you one. It's a grotesque mockery of the kindness you should have received all along, an ugly beacon of your inability to love and be loved. Wipe your tears off that candy bar before you eat it, boy. Hershey.
Ah.
Okay. Jaguar Cars.
Ugh, the me-sex having client.
Jaguar Cars. Go to hell, you bastards. It's a good slogan, I think. I came up with it off the top
Dom,
of my head.
Dom,
what?
You're very tired from all your crisis madness and sex having. Your ideas are bad ideas. Dang, Drolpel, we've all been talking. Me, Pet Clample, Robert Stubbing here, the old guy who looks like Santa's younger brother, the English guy who killed himself. And we decided you should go away to rest and be fired.
I see. I'll just look away and crumble on the inside. But I'll find a greater truth within myself.
Mad Men, I just got all the calls from all the clients and they loved Dom Draper's ideas. Hershey Bars wants a 100-foot billboard in Times Square of sad boy Dom Draper outside a whorehouse.
Hooray for Ding Drampo!
I'm still the protagonist.
Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men show is on. Here go the Mad Men, drinking booze in their hands.
Bill Corbett as Roger, Dessa as Joan, Jason Ritter as Pete, Janie Winterbauer as Peggy, Chris Koza as Ted, me as Don. More with Dessa and actor Jason Ritter in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. We'll be right back. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with singer Dessa and actor Jason Ritter.
If you're not enough handsome, then get way more handsome. How to get handsome with Jerd Mantrain.
Hello, handsome Kateers. I'm Jerd Mantrain, and I'm handsome. The highest challenge a handsome person can face is the family get-together. Genetics make for a maddeningly level playing field. Join me.
Jerd, glad to see you again. I see you're making some bold choices in hairstyle.
That's my dad. He's trying to knock me off my game early. Well, Pop, when you have a head of thick, lustrous hair like I do, you have many options. Remember those days?
Damn. I'm proud of you, son. So is your mom.
Oh, look. Here's your brother, Grack.
Jared, I haven't seen you since I got back from my bull-hurling trip in Spain.
I prefer bull-cuddling. It's better for my disposition.
I've been having patches of my skin replaced by soft leather, and I bought a car shaped like James Dean's head.
Let's call it a draw, big brother. Give me a handsome hug.
And I had a baby.
Well, what?
I fused my DNA with George Clooney's and a wolf's. Meet handsome baby Joe Mantrain. He's 2 months old.
Jared, damn glad to meet you. What say we play stallion polo later on?
Look at all that chest hair.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, this will be the final installment of How to Get Handsome with Jerd Mantrain. I know when I've been beat.
Hi, I'm handsome baby Joe Mantrain. Here are some handsome words to use as a baby. Onesie. Ducky. Ointment. Binky.
If you're not enough handsome, then get way more handsome. How to get handsome with handsome baby Joe Mantrain.
Jason Ritter as Jerd, Chris Koza as Dad, Janie Winterbauer as Mom, me as Grack, Bill Corbett as handsome baby Joe Mantrain.
Kick it!
Pop song correspondences. Excerpts from the Supreme Court ruling in Horovitz v. Horovitz regarding the right to party. Justice Kennedy delivered the opinion of the court. In this case, we consider whether precedents shield an individual from parental orders to cut his hair and change his clothes. In taking up the issue, the court recognizes the opportunity to review past precedents in which it has found that there is a constitutionally derived right to party. Petitioner Horovitz argues he was made to go to school despite filing a plea in a timely manner.
You wake up late for school and you don't want to go. You ask your mom please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework. But your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk.
In the landmark 1986 case of Yauch versus Yauch, Justice Douglas wrote, quote, specific guarantees in the Bill of Rights have penumbras formed by emanations from those guarantees that give them life and substance. Among these guarantees is a right to party, unquote. He cited the First Amendment regarding freedom of expression and the Fifth regarding deprivation of life, liberty, or property without due process in favor of partying without intrusion and in favor of damages when the respondent threw away the petitioner's best porno mag.
Your pop caught you smoking and he said, no way!
Yeah.
Subsequent cases involving the same small circle of yappy litigants served to expand the scope of the right to party to include parental limitations on smoking in Diamond v. Diamond and being preached at like you're some kind of jerk in Horovitz v. New York City Board of Education. The problem with the instant case is that the claim itself makes little sense. Horovitz complains his parents informed him that they would keep him indoors on account of the clothes and kick him out of the house on account of the hair. These threats contradict each other. Once those acts are set aside, all that remains of petitioner's complaint is respondent's benign inquiry as to what the noise was and purported jealousy that it was the Beastie Boys. Neither prevents him from partying one iota, and for this reason, we affirm the right to party, thus obviating the need to fight.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Speaking in the dissent, Justice Scalia, I believe the earlier Yout case to have been wrongly decided. I would overturn that case and every case that attempts to wring a right to party out of a document that has naught to say about porno mags, regardless of quality.
Justice Thomas concurring with Justice Scalia. Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Kennedy, Jason Ritter as Scalia, Bill Corbett as Thomas, the witnesses as the Beastie Boys. Poe, get in my office.
You got it, Chief.
You like working here, right, Poe? Happy employee?
Yes, of course, very much.
It's a good job, isn't it, Poe?
Sure is, sir.
Donuts every Friday, free.
I like the cinnamon ones.
Of course you do, Poe. I favor the maple bars, that's me. Weekly donuts, steady wages, not the most money, but not the least.
It's lovely in every way.
Uh-huh.
Sir, you seem preoccupied. Do you have a problem with my work?
Now that you mention it, Poe, now that you bring it up, there's a problem with your work that some of us are having. Me, I'm having the problem.
I get my work in on time, sir.
Oh, you keep to the schedule, Poe. Yes, I will grant you that.
Then I don't see what the issue could be.
You don't see it.
Sir, no.
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's me, sir.
You don't see the problem with the greeting cards you're writing for the Sweet Remembrance Greeting and Occasion Card Company.
I do not.
Well, let me just read you this card. You wrote it. It's a birthday card, as in happy birthday. Are you familiar?
With the expression?
With happiness, Poe. Your card reads, happy birthday on the front, and there's a drawing of a cat wearing a conical party-shaped hat. He's got a balloon there and a slice of birthday cake, and we're off to a good start.
Read the inside.
Oh, I'm reading the inside, Poe. But I can't imagine why you're excited about what I'm going to find in there.
Just read.
The sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain have ceased with the fever called living that maddened my brain.
Rhymes.
It's not good, Poe. It's not good. It's not good.
I'm sorry, did you say not good?
Three times. The card gave me nightmares, Poe. I awoke screaming.
Good!
No, Poe. Bad, Poe.
The cat's stuck in a wall, by the way.
What's that now?
You can't see it from the way Gary drew it, but the cat is walled up. All he has to eat is that slice of cake. And that balloon is full of all the extra air he's ever gonna get. And he can try to dig his way out with that pointy hat, but he won't get very far, I bet.
Why is he stuck in a wall, Poe?
He knows why.
Here's another card, Poe. We do occasion cards, bar mitzvahs, graduations. For what occasion is this card that you've submitted?
On the occasion of killing a guy with his own heavy bed for having a big weird eye.
Poe, no.
I call it the telltale card. I love it.
Can you see why this is unacceptable?
I think the word is excellent.
I will stay with unacceptable. Here is a wedding card of yours, Poe. Read it, please.
Deep in earth, my love is lying, and I must weep alone. Logical conclusion of marriage, sir. See, we're doing them a favor.
Here's a graduation card. There are moments when even to the sober eye of reason, the world of our sad humanity may assume the semblance of hell.
Welcome to the real world, grads.
You are a font of creativity, Poe, but it is icky, and I don't want these words around.
Well, sir, I don't know if I can work somewhere so limited in scope.
I think we're thinking the same thing.
I think I should go.
Spread your wings, Poe.
You want this one last card for old time's sake, Chief? I just finished it before you called me in here. Contractually, it's yours if you want it.
I'm an optimist. What's it say?
On the front, it's pitch black.
Of course it is.
It's black on the inside, too. On the bottom, in white type, small. You know, like hope is small? It says nevermore.
Yeah, I don't want it, Poe.
Can I use it in my portfolio?
Portfolio?
I'm thinking of going into advertising. Phosphate. Feel the beating of your own hideous heart. Phosphate.
Goodbye, Poe, and good luck.
Thank you.
I mean, good luck to the advertising industry. Where are those resumes? Let's see here. Ooh, Herman Melville. Ooh, it's thick. Jason Ritter as Poe, me as his boss. And now the Wits Lightning Round. Don't stand in an open field when this round moves through the sky. Jason Ritter, favorite candy bar?
Butterfingers.
Dessa, you have a degree in philosophy. Who would make a better best friend, Kierkegaard or Heidegger?
Jeremy Bentham.
Jason, can you spell either Kierkegaard or Heidegger?
Yes.
Dessa, best advice you've ever received?
Keep your overhead low.
Jason, same question.
Think about what you're saying before you say it.
Jason, why do fools fall in love?
I keep asking myself this.
Dessa, similar question. Why do idiots fall downstairs?
Vertigo.
Jason, you are a nice guy and a good actor who makes TV shows and indie films. Your dad started an iconic ABC sitcom. Are you, in fact, Colin Hanks?
Yes, you'll never catch me alive.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round. Once again, here's Dessa.
He's been telling lies. He's a lover boy at play. He don't play by rules.
warrior, but always, always number, number one without a doubt. By the way, he is always, always storming, storming like a little snake under every rock. You've been working, working on the love, and he's been only, only playing undercover all the while. Take a, take another, another look into his eyes, and you will only see a red.
A lot of people help make WITS happen, thanks to our broadcast engineers, Rob Byers and Johnny Vince Evans, our coordinating producer, Hans Buto, our interns, Jillian Jacob and Sam Siegel, and Fitzgerald Theater staff, Tom Campbell, Mike Wongan, Aaron Cossio, Mike McQuiston, and Dan Zimmerman. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, Martin Bell, and Mike Fotis. We're joined, as always, by our house band, The Witnesses, this week led by Joe Savage and featuring Richard Medick, Janie Winterbauer, Chris Koza, and Sean McPherson. They were joined by Joey Van Phillips and Dustin Kyle. Our acting company included Bill Corbett and our band. Thanks to music guest Dessa and actor Jason Ritter. We're on Twitter, at WITS, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web at witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows. You can sign up for the WITS newsletter. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out, write a review if you could. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our head of live events, Tony Bowl, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.